Sunday after rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November 72. Channel 1 over, and beginning the visit with this visit with Cookie on his horse trading on this weekend, this rainy Sunday afternoon with Rick and Debbie, this Sunday afternoon, 19th of November 72. And it's out of order. Channel 1 over, and it's out of order.
Two slices of bread and a slice of leather, you just have something to digest it.
Bill Denny sometimes has meat that's got a little taste to it.
Sometimes.
You tried him?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick. Rick say you're going over and visit with you a while.
Yeah, I was over the station.
he miss you?
He's over the trailer. No, he's going over the station. And...
All right. Tell him I can pay some.
Yeah, I think. And... I've got a couple more deals. I've got things up this afternoon, so... comes. They haven't cooked long enough yet.
Oh, I see. They gotta cook it all around.
Yeah.
You can't just put them on the grill and...
Oh, not these kinds. No, no way.
Wet.
Over here.
It's wet all over.
Oh, that's why you can't cook.
These is big deals I got cooking. These is money deals I got cooking.
Not just
Hamburgers or hot dogs.
And a couple of ponies sewed in.
Now this is horse meat cooking.
Well, you know, let me tell you, it's been so long, because you've been out of the running so long.
I was shining like a new moon yesterday.
What? You say
yesterday?
I was shining like a new moon yesterday.
Can you cook or just heat a little water over there?
That's what I'm doing.
Well, what are you doing? Heating a gallon?
No.
Oh, heating that thing there.
I'm glad it's ready.
You don't even have a lid on it. When you worked on the griddle and heated water, you never heated water, did you? No. So you don't know whether you'd put a lid on it or not. It makes it go faster. Most of the half width I know, just put an old pan in there, you see.
Well, you see, most of the half width.
I
think you have to drink another cup.
I can drink another cup. Give it to me. Don't put it on that.
Oh, goodness. Maybe that's your own thing, but you can't put it on that.
Alright.
I hate to have to teach the teachers, you know.
It is awful, ain't it?
Well, is a rainy day as good as anything?
Mm-mm. Not for me.
Rather have a little sunshine.
Yeah, make them horses shine.
Them horses?
Oh, yes. Just go around a little horses.
Take an old nag, you know, nags like I deal with. I mean, if they ain't, they're all wet while they look shaggy and don't look good, you know.
Oh, no.
Not
even okay. Puffed out the winter, and you see what the rain do to them. They look bad enough on sunshine.
That's right, they're bad enough when the sun's shining and their hair's all soft and glossy, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a mean bunch of cats. I don't think it'll ever get civilized. They're going through fences all their life. They just started out going through fences. Stretching that barbed wire, that's the electric wire up there. I'm going to put a little extra voltage on it. And I'm going to put it out on some rainy day.
Well, you're an extra star.
Yes.
No, I got to sell a horse today. Let me go buy some hay and feed the rest of them, you know.
Well, what happened to Babe?
I traded her off.
And she's one of the nicest horses you've ever had out here.
And one of the meanest.
How'd you get along with her?
And I traded her off.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, this drought here really took on. I could tell when you left. I didn't see anything or hear anything. I could tell you left because Rowdy and that other horse began racing from one end of the pasture belt.
That's right. And now then they're just like that.
Yeah.
Babe was the root of all evil.
She wouldn't let.
She was a confusion from the time you turned the horse out there to you went and caught that horse and got it out of that field. I turned my little aunt mare out down there this morning, and Rowdy walked up to her and looked at her, and Tony walked up to her, and he looked at her, turned around, and walked off and went to eat, just like she did.
Yeah.
You turned your what
but
out?
Babe, she wouldn't have done it. What would she have done?
She would have took right after her and run her off, I mean, got her away from the other horses. She's jealous.
4 years back.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when one of them big horses puts the other back, see?
You see, she's what crippled Tony. Little Tony.
Yeah.
See, she cost me $500 at one time.
I know it.
Well, she ain't going to cost me no more because I done paid her off and made money.
Mm-hmm.
Think. I got an awful fine little Appaloosa mare down there that's bred to a registered Appaloosa stud. And I got $285 in my pocket. I got a good saddle and a good blanket.
You didn't get the rifle?
No, it wasn't on it when I paid for it.
All that for being?
Yep.
Did that move from the hairbred to a purebred?
Yes, sir. I had to do a little trade to do it, but I enjoy that, you know.
A little trade?
In other words, I used my money and come out on top and had a barrel of fun. How did I manage that? Well, I just loaded a little babe up in the trailer and I carried her up to
Waldo,
the Buffalo Ranch. I drive in there and I say, now looky here, I've got you a fine work animal here. I've got you a fine pair of work animals. I had babe and queen. But I said, I like this one, but I don't like that one. I said, well, I'll split them. Just how much are you good? This is what you want. I said, I want $350 for babe. Is that good one there? Oh, I said, I can't do that. No. I said, well, how you got to trade on? He said, I've got a registered quarter horse feeling back there. I'll trade you. I said, babe, you got any money to go with him? You can go look. He said, I might have. So it was dark. About 9 o'clock at night. In the dark. I went back and looked at that little gillian best I could, felt his legs. He flinched about like I would if someone hit me on the shoulder when I touched his right leg. And I said, you got a bad leg on that horse. He looked at me. Oh, I said, that's the wrong horse. I said, that hot son. I said, that ain't no quarter horse. You ain't got the blood there. So he brought out the real McCoys next time. He thought he was going to pull the wool over my eyes. He was going to trade me an old nag for a registered quarter horse.
In the dark.
So when he brought out the real McCoy, I said, well, let's take this horse in here where we can look at him. Oh, inside, I said, yeah, I want to look at him. I said, you looked at my mare now. I said, I want to look at your horse. I grabbed him with a bridle rein and I take right on through the door, right on through the office, right in the main part of his business there. Sure did. I laid the papers on the table and I started looking at my horse over. He was right. Papers were all. I said, now just how you going to trade me tonight? He said, how you trade? I said, well, I'm going to have $150 for boots. There ain't cost me $100, you know. He stumbled around there over some saddles. You drink a cup of coffee? I said, all right. I drank a cup of coffee. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a $100 bill. I looked at him and I took him outside, saddled him, and rode him. He was a good horse. Friday night. A good horse Friday night because I rode him. I didn't know he'd been rode all day and I was tired.
Had papers
on it. And he was all horse. Yes, my fellow. Transfer and all. Everything was right. I decided, well, I'm going to trade with you, old boy. I went back in and I said, well, take your saddle off and leave your halter on. I'll take the halter off my mare and trade you that naked mare for that horse and halter and $100 bill. Okay. I led him back to the back of the trailer and Some of them almost run over me trying to get in that trailer. Just load like that. I put the Queen back in beside him. Come on back home and turn them out. And yesterday morning, Frank, he went out, he was going to ride and see what he rode like. He gets on that horse, and I'm telling you the truth, you never saw eyes. Now, he didn't do nothing real mean. He didn't want to rear up or buck. But he was just all horse. He was absolutely all horse now. And turn around on that quarter and get it back 24 cents. Man, he touched that neck with that rein and he was turned around.
So he was cutting out.
Yes, my fella, he was cutting horse.
And he'd been cutting that day.
Yeah, they'd cut cows with him all day and I didn't know it. Thought he was kind of wet. Had saddle, had good saddle marks on him. So I traded for him. Yesterday morning after he showed off like that, I decided, well, he ain't no horse for me, but I'm going to want one I could ride myself. I loaded him and Queen the trailer, and yesterday morning, let's see, what time was that? 10 minutes after 8 when I left home. My son's making open with two horses. And before 9:30, I had three horses and three. Done traded the Queen off for two fine little ponies. Brought me $100 yesterday if I'd had them in Jacksonville. Big ponies, stand up there like that. And an automobile. Set 62 sugar loaf. And wrecked, but motor's worth $150. I paid the Queen for two ponies and an automobile. Put them a good home. Loaded my two ponies and went on back home. And unloaded them and turned around and didn't even, I drank a half a cup of coffee and poured the rest of it out. Loaded my cup down and jumped in that Cadillac and headed to Jacksonville.
With the trailer behind you.
With the trailer behind me and one horse, a rest of quarter horse.
Oh, you didn't take the pony?
No. Uh-uh, no. Alice and Becky saw them, and that's all as far as they went. They're Alice's and Becky's horse now.
Yeah.
And I took them to Jacksonville with me for the horse stable yesterday. Alice and Becky.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you ought to break them in.
I'm telling you the truth. I broke them in right, yes.
You don't know who's got your guest cooking.
And at Alice has. Oh, she's going to make a horse trailer from way back.
You think so? Can you tell her?
I know so.
Can you see the sign?
Yeah.
You mean it's cropped out?
Yeah, when they get around the ring. She bought her two halters yesterday.
She done?
Yeah, she bought them. I'll give $1 a piece now. Slept with that thing last night, I want you to know. Absolutely. See, that auction them halters off. Blue old halters, the pony. Well, starting with 50 cents. Alice is standing there looking at me, looking at the man, looking at me, looking at the man. I'm nodding, you know. She put her hand up like that. Auction in and auction them off to her. I went and pulled a $5 bill out of my pocket. Maybe now I'm paying for it. She was tickled to death. Becky put hers on her horse last night, you know.
Yeah.
Alice, she slept with hers.
Yeah.
She slept with that horse.
Yeah.
I put that horse in the rain. He was the second horse sold, which was bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
Because the first one, always, I mean, they didn't bring very much, you know.
Yeah.
And I got down there in the ring and shouldn't have done it. I'm hurting this morning over it. They had a saddle on him. I think everybody's afraid to ride him. But I just had enough guts and enough ambition just to want to lie mounted to him, and I rode him right in that ring.
That quarter horse.
I told him, I said, now I had my right lung pegging out the 13th of June. Now I said, if I can ride this horse, anybody can. He brought me $240. I had a lot of fun.
Was it hard getting one, or what was it?
Yeah, he was tall. He was about 16 and a half inches tall.
Gosh, that's tall for a quarter horse.
Yeah. But he was quarter. He was leggy, but he was quarter. There ain't no question about it. His hips go bad.
Mm-hmm. $240.
Plus $100,
did you know?
Yeah. And I lost my shirt on one, but that goes along with it. I lost $100 on one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I lost $100 on one.
Another one?
Yeah, I bought it up there. Fella made me mad, and I bought her anyway. Yeah. He made me mad, and I bought that horse anyway. She was about, let me just start selling great horses when she come in. Great horses brought more yesterday than new registered horses.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a pair like Rowdy, well, built like Rowdy, just about the size of Rowdy. Man, he's on the pair. Last bid was $660 on the pair.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it?
No, sir. $660, and he wouldn't take it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Right. Good. Oh, no. Anyway.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what makes me do that. I was off yesterday and just had a barrel of fun. Nobody knew where I was at nor what I was doing.
Yeah.
I got in last night at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, Franklin told Faye yesterday. She was over there.
Did
you say
Faye? He said, my daddy was really
trading today. I was. I made some money yesterday. I may lose it for the next 3 weeks, but I made some money yesterday.
And you don't need to put that down on any paper.
They ain't on nobody's paper. It's a cold green, long green with a short future.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. See, all this bookkeeping and all that everybody's got to make. And up there at the university, see, you can't make anything privately.
Not a nickel.
Not a nickel. You don't have to declare it. They take it out.
Yeah. Heck, I don't even keep all my money in the same place.
You keep it in your...
I got a little bit there.
A cookie?
Well, that's a mistake. That is.
It's too easy to get to.
No, it's somebody else can get to it.
A little bit there. A little bit there.
Yeah. Are you better lay that up on top of the rafter out there. Some of that.
Come on. Oh, I'm going to put that in the live truck.
You have to pay cash? You have to put your money right down.
That's the way I do it. I pay cash.
And they do.
And
they do the same thing.
Yeah. I saw a man come in there yesterday. He had a fistful of $100 bills.
Mm. At the
auction? Yes, sir. When he paid for his truckload of horses, he counted them out in $100 bills. Sure did.
Right out there where you was, at the cashier's where you was.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, where I went to collect my money while he went and paid his now.
Well, now, that's a pretty good system, that auctioneer business, because they transact, that the money changes hands.
Yeah, right quick and right now.
Yeah.
And you just got mad and got this
horse. I got mad. Well, the fella called me a damn liar, and I said, well, I'll buy her anyway. I knew how old she was. You ain't gonna fool me in a horse's age. And I could tell him the way he acted, he might as well look at the other end.
Yeah.
Because he was calling her a 3-year-old, and she was. A 3-year-old horse has got the baby teeth. They don't lose the baby teeth. All the baby teeth are 5. She done lost her baby teeth, and her bridle teeth was up. And he called her a 3-year-old. I told him, I said, she's 9 years old. He called me back. I said, well, here's the $200. I'll take the loss. Pretty thing. I'll give you $200 for her.
She worth it?
She was worth it. I ought have brought her home with me. But I was still ahead of the game after all the trading I'd done yesterday. I still had it again.
So you let her go?
I let her go. I'll take a chance on another one.
Rather than her.
Yeah. I didn't like the top of her shoulders. She had had the fistula low. Because it put peroxide in it, and my hair hadn't all shedded off yet, and there's still some peroxide hair on top of the shoulder.
You could tell.
Yeah. He had a saddle on her, had a blanket of over. She's a horse trader. But I'll get him the next time. I'll be up on 16th Street. I'm going to have a bitter thing.
Had the blanket over the saddle?
No, over the fistula.
Yeah,
over
the
fistula.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that Kurt had a firm top of her shoulder.
Yeah.
And he had a blanket spread out way back in the back and way up in front. So
covered.
So
yeah, you didn't.
He didn't hide it from me. He didn't hide it from me. He thought he was, but he didn't.
You bought the horse anyhow.
I bought the horse anyhow.
Just for spite.
Just for pure spite. I lost $100.
You couldn't get the money back.
I'll get it back 16th of December, you mark my words. And I'll get it back off that man, but I'm going to clean his fly. If you don't believe it, you just walk up there with me and I'll show you I'll clean this place.
Well, you see, the trouble is, if I was there, I wouldn't know what was going on. That's how bright I am.
I know where the horse is. I'm going to take up there. I'm going to go by that old mare and take up there and clean him out. She's fat. She's pretty.
Yeah.
She's 17 years old.
And he'll think she's 9?
He'll think she's 7 or 8. And I'm going to give her a dose of arsenic, up and down, And when I take her in up there, she's going to be walking on a cloud.
Oh, that makes them lift her feet.
That makes them step high.
Yeah.
I'm going to start the week before. Feed her up and down. Feed her up to 10 drops and down to 10 drops. Down to zero.
What's that, one a day? One drop?
One drop, two drops, three drops, four drops, five drops.
Mm-hmm.
You add an extra drop every day.
Yeah.
And drop it back down the same way. When you get her drop back down, level off on a couple of feeds, she's a walking on there.
Yeah. She feels proud of herself.
Yeah. She will for about a week, 10 days, and I'm going to let him have her.
You mean it lasts that long?
Yeah, I'm going to let him have her.
And there's no way to catch that.
No, you can't catch it. I might get a hop. They've done me the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all I know, that quarter horse was, he might have had a dose of arsenic. I don't know. It don't hurt them.
Yeah.
One thing it will do, it'll warm one out, though.
Oh, really?
Yes, my fella. Yeah.
Now, you haven't got your trailer. You still got your trailer over at your house?
No, it's sitting over yonder.
It's over here now.
Yeah.
But you haven't got around taking the foundation out?
No, I just got it down there this morning.
Oh, that new trailer.
Well,
yeah.
My pack room.
You could use a little labor if you had it, couldn't you? Free labor.
Not today. I ain't gonna get wet.
Well, you could let your labor get wet. Wouldn't work that way, would it?
Mm-hmm. No. If it's too bad for me to be out there, it's too bad for everybody else. So. I got to go home.
Well, Cookie, I don't understand where the Appaloosa comes in.
I bought her.
Cookie, who's this fellow up there at the Buffalo Ranch? Is you? I mean,
I just know him by the name of Joe. I don't know what his last name is.
Well, now let me tell you. You can't do business with these shallow people.
I don't know. No, I ain't gonna try to.
Well, what's he like?
He's a dumb nut.
Well, these fellas not dumb too.
In one sense of word.
You see, old Willie Chitty, I've seen him trade. It takes him 6 months to trade.
It don't take me 6 months to trade.
Why, even buying a plow, you see, he'll look at it a day or two. Just a little old plow. And then he'll know somebody else has got one over there. He'll balance them in his mind, you see.
If you don't want to trade with me, don't make me the right kind of offer, because I'll trade right now.
Well, now, what sort of traders is that does all that, keeping it in the mind? Why don't they go ahead and trade?
That's right. Why don't they?
Yeah.
They're afraid of their own judgment.
I say to them, I want $100 for this two-bottom plow. Well, they say that's more than I can put into it. Well, they got to come back with another figure. I can take it, leave it, can I?
That's right. That's
but
right.
You see, a lot of them won't do that. They're gonna make you name the price, and then they'll take it or leave it. Now, what sort of trading is that?
That ain't trading. I'll tell a man what I'll do, but I'm gonna add extra $50 on there. Give him the benefit of the doubt, and then I. He makes me that kind of offer. Why I'm gonna trade with him before I have time back out.
But you plan on him making you an offer.
Well, everybody else will plan on the same thing.
Well, the shallow bunch don't do it.
I say they ought to though.
So you couldn't trade with them up there. That's what I mean.
Well, hell, the pump's knocked off. I got to go.
Oh.
And another $100. I bet that burnt that pump up.
You mean it's been running?
Yeah, it quit running. It was run.
Well, have you got an extra one?
Yeah.
And Have you seen Marvin's irrigation?
No.
I told you about it.
You told me about it, but I got time to mess with Marvin.
No, well, I told you about it. That's enough.
Yeah, but I know what about what it's like. I go to see a robot and see it and get a lot more satisfaction out of that, and I can't go over there.
I know, and you wouldn't have anybody got in for you or see it. What'd you do, Cookie? How come you and Miss Madge get in that shape? Did she do you or you do her?
Well, I'll just tell you what happened, then I'm gonna go. They had trouble with the mowing machine.
They have trouble with everything.
All right. They broke it.
That new one?
No. That's been 5 or 6 years ago.
That's the old one.
That's the old one. No, that's the one that I went and bought.
Yeah.
All right. I went and picked it up, took it home, welded it, and fixed it, brought it back, and put it on the tractor. I think cut this as pretty as any machine you ever saw. But it didn't satisfy him that. I didn't do it right. All I did was weld a broken piece of metal. And they couldn't mow it. They went and bought that new one.
Oh.
And I went out there, asked them what they wanted for their old mowing machine. She says, I'm going to take a dime lesson, $25.
Yeah.
I said, okay, ma'am, here's the money. I'll pick the mowing machine up just as soon as I go home and get my truck. I took about my old into a station wagon, went home, got my old truck, and come back and picked up the mowing machine. And that woman ain't spoke to me since. I got to go.
Well, what happened with that old wagon over there that you welded for?
That doesn't suit me. That was in between times. That was between I welded the mowing machine and the time that I bought it.
Yeah. But now that wagon, what's wrong with that?
I told them it wouldn't stay together when I fixed it like that. But that's the way they wanted it fixed.
It was their idea.
That was their idea. They draw it out on paper and I put it to the markings on the paper.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. You can't do business with your neighbors.
Well, she won't give me the time of day, and that's probably. Well, ain't different from me.
Well, what is it? You gotta be particular who you do business with. Some of them, you see, you just can't do business with them.
I tell you, if you run up on somebody that thinks they know more about one particular thing than you do, you better steer clear of that.
They don't know anything.
They think they do.
She don't. She don't.
To me, she does.
But she don't.
Yeah.
No, if you get them knowing too much, there's not any way to get around that.
Well, I've got to go. Helen ain't got no water.
Well, you haven't got the pump.
Huh?
What you gonna do for a pump?
I've got one sitting at home. All I gotta do is put it on the well.
You gotta help.
Yeah. I got four girls there.
Yeah, you and here. I got four girls there. Take her, break her in. She's, look at her hands. See, she hasn't got anything on.
I'll be back down after a while.
Okay.
If it don't rain, if it's like it's raining, I'll be back after a while.
All right.
We'll work out something.
Somebody hit him on his left shoulder.
Yeah.
And tried to give him the wrong horse in the dark.
Well, now you see, you can't do this in another language.
Like,
I don't mean that. I mean, in another language, you don't have a fighting chance. You can't do this, man.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get this talk anyhow, this kind of talk anyway.
I sure gonna talk it.
I mean, you can't get it. What you use turning handsprings all around the globe when you can't get to talking home. Well, that's what I have found, Abby. I mean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you, but I'm really talking about myself. I never could. You see, I was tied down question and answer. Ask a fellow a question, you give an answer. That's the limited way educated people do that. It isn't right. Why are you talking so low?
He said, I'm really ready to go. He stood there at the door and said, don't know whether I got one drop or ten, but I got something in me, I'm cooking. If I hadn't told anybody where I was, I wouldn't have to leave. He got down halfway to the ramp and he came back up and he turned his head and he said, a nice little man down there. I said, oh, she is. See, he wouldn't tell us about her. That's Franklin again. Tell him that he's coming.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Yeah, he's on his way.
And he said,
yeah.
And he said,
Franklin?
Yeah.
He didn't believe it.
Knew better. Cookie said, I gotta go. I sat down and had his coffee. The first thing he did was come over and put milk in his coffee to drink it. And he said, he had no attention with me. Yeah, he went down the ramp and he came back up and he cocked his head and he said, I don't aim to ride her, but Franklin can. I think she's quiet. You can't tell. But if Rick was, he's healthy. He can try her out. Get that mare. Get her ready. Isn't it a shame a man like that has to work at the university?
It is.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, high.
High, isn't it?
Work for the folks at place or any of them. But he can't make a living doing that.
Do you know he showed me three $100 bills and some more over here? I saw three $100 and then a whole lot of, and it's just burning. He wants to put it back more place.
Yeah.
He won't keep it. What I love about it is the deliberate way.
He loved it sitting over there on the other side of the table with the four of us lined up on the other side. He just loved it.
He liked an audience, yeah. They do well. And all this, you see, Debbie, is public. They got no private information. They got a hearing. That's the thing. I don't know what's all a hearing they get. They used to get a good bit of a hearing, you see. There were places they, you know, where you could get a hearing. But you see, now he can't even do business with this Mary and them over there. And, so, it's a curious world. It is. It is. You just wonder if he's a relic. I'm a relic. I mean, if we're vanishing. Won't have anything.
Just the
inbook.
You
won't have it. You see, I've held out as long as I can, and it's just about not over. Not anymore. Plenty of door there. They won't ask you what experience you've had. They'll ask you what ideas you have on the subject. They got the ideas you got inside. They don't care whether it's subjective or objective or innocent objective. Just so you put your relation. What did he tell Suzanne? He didn't want to. Experience. What he wanted was Mary's view of the world.
Yeah, the world picture. Miss Mary, this beautiful thing she wrote on Miss Mary. He said, yes, but you haven't connected with the world view.
Yeah, what you want is Miss Mary's picture of the world. Well, Father Suzanne's fault, Dammer.
This is in creative writing.
She doesn't care. She should have told him what it meant.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. Well, Cook and Miss Mary, see that attitude now. You don't know what happens. You don't care what happens. You're looking. If he does interception, you don't analyze. That's the thing of it. You got no analysis going on. That analysis, you see, you look at the world as he reports it.
This is the hard thing to do. For instance, this is what, you know, some of our friends from university come out and listen to. Every once in a while, try to listen to somebody like Cookie. And they can't forget that Cookie never tells the truth. Well, what difference does it make? Neither does Slim Snow. Neither does Fulton.
I don't either.
I mean, what do you care whether that was the truth or not? It makes no difference. This is something Nick can never get over.
You want to get as close as you can, you know, if you got any chance. The truth is a very difficult thing to come by. Suppose I wanted to find out what happened between the two of them. I've heard Cookie say, and I've heard Miss Mary say. And she look at that wagon out there and show you what he did. Well, I still don't know. All I know is she really, whenever you bring up his blah, 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 I don't know. We're bringing him out. Oh, I see your thing.
And if anybody ever did tolerate anybody, it's guys tolerating Cookie just to get this. But he is the biggest scoundrel that ever breathed.
And he was going to come over and give us business for having to sell babes.
For having to sell babes?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anybody?
Going to give us a piece of his mind or... explain why he had to sell babes. Apparently it was something he didn't want to do. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
was the way he put it. He got rid of the meanest horse that ever lived.
That's the thing I would see. You talk to him, you get something.
Oh, he'd tell you how much money he's got invested in this place out here. And we hamper him.
That's right.
See, he wants to make him gap on all these fences so he can take his hay wagon around.
Well, he can make it. I don't care. But he don't talk to me about it. And he don't want to do it.
That's right. He doesn't want to.
You don't need a gap. He got plenty of it.
But
anyhow, you know what, Faith, I'd like to see? You take these two flatheads. Yeah. I'd like to run into somebody sometime who could listen to something like this and say, all right, I see how it's done. And then, goddamn them, go off and do it and not worry me.
Now, wait. Well, it's a fun thing to do, is everybody go off and write it up, and then you see how many different things come back. I mean, this is what we always do. I put it there. And but the thing that stands out in my mind is the way he got on that horse in the middle of the ring, and nobody else would.
The thing you see is some ways off, so she can get two of these things. You know, she got so many things over there.
Oh,
oh
my God. He never leaves, but what he says.
This was Faye's idea. She said, Faye, this is Faye's idea. She said, you ought to let Debbie see how out here, see a little more. You've seen a lot of it, but you ought to see how these people come to life. There's no place you can see it. Well, I said, all right, I figure you can carry a lot of things in mind. You've had so much exposure, you can do that.
It's not just Cookie talking about horse trading, it's this whole way of
what did he bring that quarter in here for? He found it out there.
That's the quarter. I turned on the quarter and
giving
you back
25. And he came in, Rick. He came in and he had this in his hand and he set it down on the table and he said, "There's a quarter. It ain't mine. I ain't got a quarter. I haven't had a quarter in 2 years or something like that." He slipped it down on the table like that. He had his pocket set. Then he found it down.
Yeah, I sure am proud of this brother.
Oh, this is just marvelous. This is just marvelous.
Everybody's going to put it down. I got a
Clorox. 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 Go on.
You want an umbrella?
It's not after you're wet. It's coming out there on the bus.
Now you see Devin go on with his good rights.
You gotta write this up. I don't know.
Not even for a sample, you see, or something to go by. I never saw anything so persistent. As if France was going to get off the map here very soon.
You never know, it might just fall.
At the beginning of the end of the visit with Cookie, with Rick and Suzanne on horse trading, one of them, really one of them, one of the tapes. This rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, 72. This is the end of it. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over, I'd say it's around 900. And the end of the visit with Cookie, this visit with Cookie, this Sunday, rainy Sunday afternoon, the 19th of November, 72.